Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey, what's going on, friends? I've got the Lost Zane Recordings free view. This one, I actually figured out what I'm talking about in this free view. It's an interview with Cesar Millan, you know, dog whisperer guy. So I think it was a pretty good time talking to that dude. So, that's what I have on the Lost Zane Recordings free view for you right here, right now. Enjoy it. Thank you for the time in advance. You checking it out, that's a huge compliment. You giving me just some of your time to listen to what I put out there, you know? Okay, so it's all part of what's available on my Patreon. The full show of this edition of the Lost Zane Recordings is available. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Just try it out for 1 month. See if you like it, you know? $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is that audio, plus all the video, all the live streams. And I put out a lot of stuff on my Patreon. And you can always add more, but you can't, like, you know, take stuff away. The second you start taking stuff away, then you're in trouble. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much for checking it out. Here you go, my free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
If anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on WBBO.
Baby, baby.
Talking the last segment, we didn't really get to the question of the day. We'll introduce that to you a little later on. Actually, you remember how, like, typically on this show, when we talk about something, the podcasters respond a day later? That happened again from yesterday's Who's the Most Unqualified for the Job? We actually got a decent email. I'll read that to you coming up. Right now, this is Betsy DeVos after being confirmed as the new Secretary of Education.
There's no need to pull any punches. For me personally, this confirmation process and the drama it engendered has been a bit of a bear. Yeah.
Yeah. She's just waiting to deliver that line. If this goes through, if this works out, I'm gonna unleash that bear zinger at the appropriate time, and it's gonna kill. 800-785-1073. You can also email the show, Eric@ericzaneshow.com.
I'm gonna buy a dog. A dog. Why? 'Cause I need a friend now. I'm gonna buy me a dog. My girl, no love, no how. Don't ruin my song.
And so here is Eric Zane. So it's Nat Geo.
Beauty. Caesar.
Why are you?
We're in Michigan, buddy. How are things?
Things are great. I'm definitely moving forward. We're very excited about the show and the new book.
I bet.
Very excited about it. Very happy with it.
Cesar Millan is our guest, and we have a lot of ground to cover in a short amount of time. First of all, the book out February 7th today, Cesar Millan's Lessons from the Pack, and we'll talk about that in a second, as well, March 3rd, Dog Nation,
premieres on Nat Geo Wild. So, I mean, you're like the king of all dog media or pet media, pretty much, huh?
Well, the goal is really to spread the awareness, you know, to make sure people become educated. And this show, you know, Dog Nation, I'm doing it with my son. We're going across the country. Mm-hmm. The next generation, Milan, to also do what I do. And people are going to see how the information can be passed along to your children. And I'm very excited that my son is coming and helping with rescuing dogs and helping organizations.
Nice. At Cesar Millan on Twitter, Cesar Millan is our guest, and his website is caesarsway.com. Where to begin, Cesar? How did this all start for you? At what age did you realize, okay, I have a gift?
Well, I didn't know I had a gift until I came to this beautiful country, the United States of America, and I realized that people love dogs here, but they didn't know how to walk a dog. They didn't know how to communicate with a dog. That's when I started saying, you know, I'm gonna make sure that I focus on training people before they try to train a dog. And so that's when I realized that I can give people some of what I learned growing up in Mexico and some of the lessons that I learned from dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I show. It's the new book, I'm sorry, Lessons from the Pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that people are really going to benefit and really take a step back. I think if we train ourselves first, we can then train a dog much easier. Everybody focuses on buying a dog that, you know, how to train a dog, but this is a book where the human is going to understand how much we can learn from a dog.
Cesar Millan is our guest, and that's what he's referring to. The book that just came out, Lessons from the Pack, joins us.
Are certain dogs easier to train than others, or is that just a myth?
That's just a myth for me, because any dog that is hungry is going to learn. You know, exercise plays a big role to create hunger. A lot of dogs don't exercise, a lot of dogs are overfed, and a lot of dogs, you know, they get food regardless if they work or not. So if you open the appetite, you're going to find that drive that everybody's looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, like when people have the hunger, or they work harder, they learn better. So it's the same thing. It's the metaphor of the hunger to do something, to earn something, to gain something.
Right.
It's very important.
Cesar Millan is our guest.
What's the most common thing that you have to break a dog of that you've noticed in your years of working? Like the separation anxiety, aggressiveness?
Well, I think it's three things. They're very common. You know, it's the fear, it's the hyperactivity, and it's definitely the aggression. And anxiety is number four, but, you know, the most common ones, I would say, that is fear, hyperactivity, dogs pulling, jumping, barking, destroying the house, energy aggression. I'm very aware of that. But those are the three most common ones.
Cesar Millan is our guest. Let me ask you about pit bulls. I'm sure you hear about this quite often. In fact, where we live, in some of the communities, people are not allowed to own pit bulls. What's happening here? Should people be afraid of pit bulls?
No, the dog doesn't want to become America's worst enemy. That's not his goal. It's a powerful breed. Absolutely, no different from a Rottweiler, a German Shepherd. You know, they're working breed. So it's really what you do with that ability, what you do with the energy. So can you imagine if we have no sports? And then all those guys, all those big guys, I'm not going to be as friendly as they are without doing the sport. And we have to understand that we have to find a job or an activity with a dog who feels that need of draining energy. So it's not the breed for me. It's we still have uneducated people up there. They don't know what to do with so much power. And some people just have, unfortunately, you know, the goal for the dog to be protective, mm-hmm. to look mean, and to be aggressive.
Right.
And up, so.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Cesar Millan is our guest. He has the book Lessons from the Pack that is out. Also, Dog Nation premieres on March 3rd on Nat Geo Wild.
Might be a silly question, but do you have a favorite dog breed?
No, I actually just enjoy working with dogs. Uh-huh. When I say rehabilitate dogs, I never say rehabilitate breed.
Uh-huh.
Dogs. So it's a little different from going to a psychologist. They don't rehabilitate specific race. And so it's just a human that has problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's dogs, they have developed issues due to the lack of fulfillment from their owners. So it's not a breed issue. It's not like if you have a bird dog or a greyhound, that will be more skill-driven or ability-driven. But to me, it's more behavioral-driven.
Cesar Millan is our guest. Is it possible to take an old dog and make it play like a puppy?
Unless they're in pain, you know, talking about age, and then the achiness, and the swelling of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they do have those times where they want to be playful, and I don't think that ever goes away from a dog. I think that is something that we always call them, he's like a puppy. So, we just have to be careful with an older dog and understand, you know, he's in a different stage of their life, so he might not be able to play rough or as excited as he used to do.
Now, I have a dachshund, and he is extremely anxious, but when he's with us, he can sleep for hours. He's sitting right next to me right now, actually. He's been sleeping for like 4 hours. But whenever we leave him at home, he just goes nuts, starts barking like a madman. What is the best way to fix something like that?
Well, you know, that's called separation anxiety. You have to understand that a dog rather be with somebody than be alone. Right? But at the same time, if you want the dog to stay back while you leave the house, exercise plays a big role because once the dog is tired, he goes to sleep. At the same time, when people leave the house, often they don't ask the dog to stay back and relax. They allow the dog to follow them all the way to the door, and then they close the door on their faces. And so a lot of times the dog doesn't know he's supposed to stay back or not to keep following. And so it's very important to know how you leave the dog behind. Is he full of physical energy, or he has no clue that you didn't want him to follow you?
Cesar Millan is here. You can follow him on Twitter at Cesar Millan. I'm guessing you won't approve of this, but when I'm eating dinner, the dogs get on their hind legs and put their feet on their paws on the table, and then I feed them off the plate. Do you encourage this behavior, Cesar Millan?
If that is really selective, you know, it depends on people. My suggestion would be finish your food and then you share if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of times if you have guests, some guests don't.
Yeah,
like
well, then
it.
We just scream at the dog. If we feed the dog during the week and then when people come over and the dog does it, then we yell at the dog. Is that something that you would do?
No, that's the whisper.
Of course, you whisper. Of course. No, he's not going to yell. He's the dog whisperer.
That's right.
Of course.
What a dumb question.
Cesar, let me ask you this. When it comes to dogs, my one dog, the younger one, has a terrible habit of eating poop. What's going on there? I mean, for the longest time, we've been trying to pinpoint this problem, and the dog keeps doing it, eating the other dogs, not his own, eats the other dogs, like right out of the tap.
Right. Is this the same breed, Jackson?
No. The one is like a multi-breed dog, and it's eating the stuff from the bulldog.
Ew.
Yeah.
But, you know, two things. One is medical. That's something the doctor can address. You know, sometimes the food that he's eating is not enough for them.
Right.
Remember, in the food, in the stool, there's still food coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when they find the food in it, and then they're developing this bad habit.
So oh, yeah. That's like a taste for it.
From a behavioral point of view, obviously, is the simple concept with supervision, right? Supervision where a dog uses the bathroom and the other one doesn't have a chance to do it, so they don't develop that bad habit. But for that, it requires a human that it stays on it. Now, in order to develop a new habit, you need 28 days of supervision.
Wow.
Right? Most people, they supervise 2-3 days, and then they give up. But in order for you to understand, a habit to be built, it's 28 days.
Caesar, one more question. Dog Nation, March 3rd on Nat Geo, and the book. What are the two? What stands out from the TV show? What stands out from the book as reasons why people need to get the book and see the TV show, please?
Well, the show is definitely going to show you how a lot of people up there is making a difference and how we can all help each other and work as a community, work as a pack. And the book is lessons from the pack. It's things that we can learn from dogs. And instead of focusing on what we can teach a dog, is what can we learn from dogs? How do we take a step back and really humble ourselves a little bit and see we can help? If we see we can learn from our dogs, which a lot of people are definitely going to understand what I'm talking about, because everybody has gone through. You know, we all have gone through patience, respect, trust, loyalty, love, unconditional love. All those great things that we all strive for, a dog can offer it to us.
It's almost ready, and...
All right, and the TV show, of course, it's going to be fantastic on Nat Geo Wild. Dog Nation, March 3rd premieres. Caesar Milan, we really, really thank you for taking the time, and we look forward to that as well.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care, buddy. You know, my girl. Caesar Milan. Boy. You know something. He knows everything about dogs.
And like, it does seem like it's a natural talent, just reading his bio.
Yeah, well, and when you would ever see him on the show, on the previous show, It was always fast. I know you get a lot of editing, but still, man, the guy knows his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Very cool.
My feelings deep. I'm going to buy me a dog.
All right, back in real time, Caesar Milan. That was fantastic. Thanks. I'm glad. We're glad that he was able to check in. Coming up in just a few short minutes, we'll do Name That Tune, 1 second edition for prizes. But first off, Pro Flowers is trying to make it simple for you guys to be able to, you know, look like a champion for Valentine's Day. We're a short time away, and on top of their already low prices, right now you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. That is wrong. I was supposed to read to you. No, that's right. I'm sorry. I get these mixed up. I have so many of these I'm doing right now that it's like, what? Or you can upgrade for $9.99 more, and you can get 2 dozen long-stem assorted roses with premium vase and chocolate. Just go to proflowers.com and use my code WBBL. You can set the delivery day you want and order now and have it delivered on Valentine's Day right to home or work. And the only way to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99 is by going to proflowers.com, clicking on the blue mic in the top right corner, and typing in WBBL. Proflowers.com. Click on that mic and type in our code WBBL. Don't wait. Order today. This deal expires soon. Let's get you on the phone right now for 1 second Name That Tune. We've got golf show passes and golf up north at Treetops. 800-785-1073 for 1 second Name That Tune. Next.
All right, that's going to do it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time. Bye-bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.